We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thompson, Troy Terry special, three years, 1.4. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the rash of Bruins signings. One can only hope they've play out like a diaper rash. But regardless, the Vegas Golden Knights not only made off well, I think, in Kolesar's case, but yesterday came through with a 5-year deal for the player that I said should have been offer sheeted by somebody, Nick Waugh, who came in at just under 40 points and now walks into 5 years, $3 million per.
Well, first of all, Keegan Kolesar, yes, very much like the player. Love the player now that he's on a 3-year deal at $1.4 million. Like, that is, to me, look, I tried to pull some comparables and whatever, and guys that are under 26 years old that are signed around the same. And so names that I've got, I got guys like Morgan Geeky. I even got Sammy Blais, Andre Kesha, and then Anders Bjork came up on there. Why? Because Anders Bjork is at $1.6 million, right? And you're thinking, wow, I there's no way anybody would, and sorry, Anders, nothing against you, but Keegan Kolesar is going to be on my bingo card every single time. If you ask me, guys that are making between 1.3 and 1.9 million, who do you want? I want Keegan Kolesar. So I thought that was on the low end, but at the same time, yeah, this is a situation in Vegas where they are really tight. They still have to sign Nick Hag, I believe. He's still unsigned,
yes,
defenseman. So, and they only have $2.5 million in that 10% bump that you can go over in the summertime. So they are really, really, really tight right now when it comes to cap. Yes, they are going to lose about $7.5 million on their cap at the end of training camp because of them acquiring, what's that?
Shea Weber's
contract from the Montreal Canadiens, but still, it's just
famous in Golden Knights history.
Yes. So
who do you think has performed or will perform better, like Weber with Vegas or Boychuk in Buffalo?
I think it is going to be Weber in Vegas because they
long term
and Vegas really, really needs that that contract to be able to give them some LTIR escape room a little bit, where the Sabres with Johnny Boychuk, they only needed him to get to the floor last year when they made
escape
the
room.
The escape room is not there for
you. Have redefined what an escape room is. I love this.
Yeah, the Vegas style escape room. So anyway, Keegan Kolesar, I thought that
this
was
is perfect for the show because you never truly know what room you're going to end up in.
Oh,
like
no.
we could have the foundation firmly in place with the designs, and then within 2 minutes it goes off the rails and presumably we end up in the basement, but we do strive to get to the top floor once in a while.
So they get Kolesar done at 1.4 for 3 years. You're thinking, okay, they got lucky. They got the hometown discount. They got a guy that says, I want to play here. I'll play for less than my market value on the 3-year deal and let's go. But then they did sign Nicholas Waugh to a 5-year deal at $3 million a year. That to me is the bargain right there. Nick Waugh is a really, really good player. 15 goals last year, 39 points. At 25 years old, you're thinking he could be a 45 to 50 point player over the 5 years of this deal. In my opinion, he's going to get the opportunity because they traded away Pacioretty. They made some moves. He's going to get an opportunity to play more and produce more. And now you're going to get a 45 point player at $3 million in the prime of his career. Mm-hmm. I think that to me is the home run deal that Vegas was able to do. And that's what you got to do when you're squeezed against the cap. You got to find these home run deals. And they found it with Nick Waugh.
And you have to buy out years of unrestricted free agency, not to mention in this case, you know, players' arbitration eligible years too. Yeah. So the fascinating thing for me with Waugh, we had done kind of advanced comparables, you know, leading to where we stood prior to yesterday. But of course, it's more fascinating when the deal gets done and you allow Cap Friendly to go to work. And when you compare contracts currently by hitting their compare contracts button, which is incredibly user-friendly, the second name, now the first one that appears is interesting in its own right, and it's Matthew Joseph, who just got a perhaps unexpected lengthier extension from Ottawa based on so few games played with the Senators after coming over from Tampa. It's probably a fair number. It might be a little high, but probably not. It's probably going to be similar in that it'll be team friendly. But the second name on the list is the best because Vegas continues to live off of this steal of a deal and or unlikely rise through the ranks. Chandler Stephenson, who remains the most, in my opinion, unheralded, overproducing, underpaid player in the game today. I know that's a mouthful. It is saying an awful lot, perhaps out of turn, given that there's 800 skaters typically on an annual basis in the league. But look, he was their best player throughout the course of the season, peaked at over 60 points last year, more than 20 goals, and he's still making only 2.75. in a world where Vegas is loaded with high-end players. So if this turns out to be the next Chandler Stephenson, Vegas is going to be really relishing this deal that was made yesterday.
So Chandler Stephenson goes from Washington to Vegas and puts up 22 points in 41 games at the end of the 2019-2020 season with the Vegas Golden Knights. 26 points overall when you consider his time with Washington and Vegas. And then they did sign him to a four-year deal, kind of like what they're doing with Nick Waugh right now. They are hoping they can push it as far as they can to get to maximize the value. But that's great for the team. But I'm looking at the player thinking, Chandler Stephenson, you're going to be given an opportunity in Vegas. And then, as you say, he followed it up with 35 points in 51 games last year and 64 points last 2 years ago, 35 points in 51 games last year, 64 points. And also was playing second line center. Like, he was a big
top
part
line,
of
actually quite a bit.
He was top line too, because of the injuries. And that is why they were saying they need a top line center in Vegas, because you can't have Chandler Stephenson playing there. And then they make the push for Jack Eichel. They get him. That was the message around the league, basically, from everybody, was like, Vegas needs to solidify their top line center. But a guy that gets you 65 points a year as a top two line center, it's pretty good, especially when you consider you're only paying them 2.75. Like, you can spend that money around. Now, Vegas has created a mess, and I'm telling you, they may get themselves out of it, which is fine, but they still are paying Robin Leonard $5 million a year. They still,
why are you so bent against that?
Because I just don't
Robin Leonard is easily a $5 million goalie. You have such a problem with this, and I'm not even a Leonard supporter based on how other people support him.
Yeah, okay. So statistic-wise, okay, and if you pull the numbers and you look at the analytics, you could say, okay, Robin Leonard has had some really, really good years. The Islanders year, the Chicago year, even with Vegas, it put up some good numbers. And $5 million, when you compare other goalies that are making $5 million, I say, okay, that is not a bad way to spend your money. My problem is that you are the Vegas Golden Knights. You are trying to win a Stanley Cup. I'm not saying they're trying to make the playoffs and you're paying Robin Leonard $5 million a year. They're trying to win a cup.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think you win a cup with Robin Leonard. I just don't. And so my problem is they did have
Mark Andre. What did you say before last year?
Huh?
I said, what did you say before last year? And what did you say when Matt Murray was with the Penguins? Are any of these, what did you say with Jordan Binnington? Come on. You can't say
Matt Murray with the Penguins was. Matt Murray with the Penguins was a better goaltender.
Never, ever as touted as Robin Leonard. I don't believe.
Matt Murray with the Penguins was a better goaltender, at least played the position in a way that I can look at and say, yes. Like, I can see him winning a Stanley Cup. Jordan Binnington, yes, I can see him winning a Stanley Cup. Like, you're going to this is going to be maybe.
No one ever said Jordan Binnington was going to win a cup. He went
but I can watch him play goal.
Second half season. It's like, anyway.
But again, you can watch him play goal and say, okay, I could see him win because of the way he plays the game, because of his structure, his positioning.
Well, careful where you're going with this, because the podcast this week is all about Dominik Hasek. And his arrival in Buffalo, and nobody thought he could win based on how he played the game either.
Yeah, but here's the difference with the way that I see it. And with Dom,
revisionist history, Marty. You can't
that. I'm not revisionist history. With Dom, when I played with Dominik Hasek and practiced with Dominik Hasek, I realized
he was already 30 years old and a stud.
But the situation, okay. Yes, but I learned even before that, I was like, oh, Dom is just throwing himself all over the place and he's erratic and he makes saves with his feet up in the air. And I would say he's a dominant goaltender, but there's got to be luck involved in this. And the guy is just a freak, right? And then I played with him and I realized, oh my gosh, like you watch him practice and his foundation, his movements, his positioning, his reads, everything that comes with the positioning of a goaltender, you're like, well, this is no fluke. Yes, maybe he likes to roll around like he's in the meadows in the, you know, Czech Republic or you know, whatever, like plains, and he loves it.
You can
say
Czechoslovakia because it was legitimately Czechoslovakia.
Czechia plains or whatnot. But there was a method to his madness. And then you can look at it and say, yes, I could see it. Why he's that good. I look at Jordan Binnington when he won and say, okay, I can see this guy, why he won the cup, because of his structure and also what his mental made up and how he's a competitor, but everything else. And I'll say this, okay, this is just my personal opinion. Doesn't reflect the idea of this show. Sabres Live does not endorse this because I've not checked with Sabres Live yet. Like, I trust a guy like Eric Cormier more than I trust a guy like Robin Leonard.
Who is Eric Cormier?
Eric Comrie. Eric Cormier. Who's Eric Cormier?
Probably a reliever somewhere along the way.
It sounds like a baseball player, right? So it must be. I trust a guy like Eric Comrie, and that because watching him, especially in the last month, having done so much video on him and his structure and the way he plays the game and how he gets beat and how he doesn't get beat, to me, is like, okay, well, if this guy had success at the NHL level, I would say yes, because he fits what I see as a goaltender that plays the position in the NHL. Robin Leonard doesn't. And so that's where I'm standing on it. And listen, yes, he's had some success. And look, when he was in Buffalo getting 915, 918, 920 save percentage on bad teams, good for him. I just would never be able to say, this is my guy and we're going to go win a cup with him. Nothing about the person, by the way. Some people are going to say, oh, you just are, you know, picking on him because he had some issues and, you know, mental health and alcohol abuse issues, whatever. No, has nothing to do with that. It's as the goaltender, the way he plays the game. I just don't feel that that's the way it should go. But again, that's my personal preference. We all have personal preference. The Toronto Maple Leafs decided to go with Matt Murray this year. That's their personal preferences, right? That's the way it goes.
Well, they clearly used your vision and saw him as a Stanley Cup winner. Well, and you know that I'm prodding the goaltending union bear here. Like, this is what
yes,
I do.
You are.
But
which I love it.
I will say this. For 82% of Robin Leonard's career, I would probably agree with you wholeheartedly. But when I saw him play at his absolute best with an emerging Islanders team, I was like, he actually looks really structured now compared to what he had in Buffalo.
And he was.
And I still think that there's opportunity for him to find that again amidst what has been a ridiculously, unnecessarily chaotic time in Vegas. Now, if you were to ask me the attached question to that, do you really think Vegas is going to settle down and act more like a traditional NHL franchise? I can't answer that. But look, if everything starts falling, and look, the Vegas
Knights
have
star
power.
They
have unbelievable defense. They just made such a mess last year, some of it out of their control, some of it fully in their control, that it's hard to see if they press the reset that they can get right back to. But you know what? They do have enough talent there to be really, 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 really
good.
And
if they do, you know who is going to be in net if they were able to get far in the playoffs and compete and have a chance to win? I'm going to play to your heartstrings there. It's going to be Logan Thompson.
No, come on.
Yes, it would be Logan Thompson.
But why wouldn't Robin Leonard, in a prove it type situation, like prove it to himself, prove it to everybody else?
Okay.
Why don't you think he would be able to?
Let's revisit this by Thanksgiving, middle, late November. And if Robin Leonard can find a structure that works for him, he's big, he's huge in net. He doesn't have to chase the game. He just has to sit back and work his angles, let the puck hit him, really play that style, but which he was with the New York Islanders. And I feel that is and was a Mitch Korn type of approach, like the goalie guru that he was, a Barry Trotz type approach as a coaching, how he was able to play and in the hand of Robin Leonard and let him be a safe retreat type of goaltender. And then he's gone out chasing the game again and flopping and flipping all over the place. So I'll say, let's revisit that in November. Mm-hmm. If Robin Leonard can change and give me that look, I'll say, okay, that may go somewhere. If not, then I'll stick by my Logan Thompson, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping that he does, Leonard, have a couple full months of NHL runway underneath him by that point again, because we're just looking at, you know, Vegas, and they were just racked by injuries last year, especially in the crease, which is what allowed Thompson to emerge at the end of the season.
Yes.
So hopefully Leonard gets off to a healthy start and the chips fall, you know, where they're supposed to fall, and Leonard can prove once again, because at his best, he certainly believed that he should be thought of. And that's also a great goaltending trait, right? Like, you have to have that confidence and the belief in yourself. So we'll see. Joe Yurden, by the way, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here on Sabres Live. He's, well, of course, co-host of the ever-popular Maintenance Day podcast, but also has a new role with Bleacher Report. So we're looking forward to not only even more regular contributions from Joe on the web, but also on the course of our show through the course of a season. So nice to have him on board here in August. What about, so we've done the Vegas discussion.
Yes.
We tried to promise the audience yesterday that we wouldn't make any more mention of another team, starts with B in Buffalo's division. So the former Devil, Pavel Zacha, is now on a one-year deal with his new team, and he's allowed to walk into unrestricted free agency. What is up with that?
Well, what is up with it is because Zacha filing for arbitration was going to get a one-year deal. There was no way with arbitration that they're not allowed to give you a two-year deal taken 1 year out of unrestricted free agency. So they knew it was going to be a one-year deal. So they were negotiating a one-year deal. And now it just adds to the group of eight or nine players that the Boston Bruins have going to unrestricted free agency next summer, which is, again, why I feel like this is a maybe not the last, but maybe the last really big kick to this group of players to try to get there. It starts with David Pastrnak, who's a UFA next summer, and then it goes down with now Bergeron and Krejci and Zacha and so many more. So yes, 3.5 is exactly what we said yesterday for the former New Jersey Devils. That's how we said we were going to refer to him, not as a Bruins, but as a former New Jersey Devils. I think that's the right number, and it allows for Zacha to walk if Boston cannot meet his financial demands for the future.
Yeah, well said. I do think I was thinking that because of what already was their reality, which is a number of unrestricted free agents, which can be a good thing for teams because they just want to move on.
Yeah.
I would have thought that Zacha and the team could have gone a little higher on the number for 2 years. I just thought it, you know, would be a good way to introduce yourself. But that being said, who would you rather have? Pavel Zacha at 3.5 or Nick Waugh at 3?
I am going to say Nick Waugh at 3. I think there's more to the overall game with Nick Waugh that fits in. Plus, he's from Amos. And if you have to Google Amos, Quebec, A-M-O-S, that's where I played as a 16-year-old. It's literally 6 hours straight north from Montreal. Mm-hmm. It gets cold in the winter. And I like to think that maybe he probably wasn't even born then, but maybe somehow his family saw me play as a 16-year-old back there.
Okay. We'll make sure to follow up on that feature idea when Buffalo takes on.
That was 93, 94. He was definitely not born then.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's a 97 birth, I think, Nick Waugh. So 98. So anyway.
All right. Last one before the break. Is Jacob Chychrun still a Coyote? And if so, why?
He is still a Coyote because I think the Coyotes are asking too much. It's been now for over a year that they keep asking for the world, prospects and first round picks and big time players. So I just don't think that anybody has the ability right now to say we are going to acquire Jacob Chychrun and give up that much. It may happen at the deadline this year where Chychrun will move, but it's not going to be for what Arizona is asking for right now.
You know, not to be negative Nancy here, but the world actually sucks. So, like, if you were presented with, would you trade Jacob Chychrun for the world? I'd probably do it. I actually love the guy. So the world's a crappy place, man.
Well, yes. I mean, it is Jacob Chychrun, so anybody would take him as a strong left-handed defenseman
who can put up the numbers, but... a beautiful smile. Like, he just looks genuinely happy to be around people and to just be a good person.
Yeah, but
and I think that's what I love about him, because too much of the world comes through with just garbage and disappointment and hatred and all the rest of the crap. I get it. There's great people. You know, I'm extending
this analogy way too far.
But
so at $4.6 million for 3 years, Jacob Chychrun is a very good value. The problem is I think the ask is too much. This is a guy that only had 21 points last year. Now he came off a 41-point season the year before. It was fantastic. But I think the league does not see Jacob Chychrun as highly of an asset as the Arizona Coyotes see him right now. And that's probably why it hasn't happened. Mm.
Well, prior to last year, and I don't think last year had anything to do with Jacob Chychrun, but maybe I'm defending him unnecessarily, but I know he wasn't in goal for their 8-0 season opening loss.
No,
you know, like, look, he led the NHL in goals by defensemen the two previous years,
yes,
like total. So, and if I'm wrong on that, I apologize. But he had 30 over the 2 years, which I'm pretty sure was the most. Remember, because they were not even full seasons. So I think there's a great opportunity to bounce back. I don't know how, you know, it's hard to carve out good year after good year on a really bad team. But anyway,
it is really hard to carve that out. And he was able to do it. So, yeah, so Chychrun had 30 over 2 years. Zach Werenski was second, 27. John Carlson, Dougie Hamilton, Roman Josi. So you're right. Like, he was up there. Now, he had also played about 20 more games at Werenski and 3 more goals. But I just feel that Arizona sees that you're trading a player away who's making $4.6 million on the average for the next 3 years, and you should be getting something for that. Like, it's a great valued contract for a defenseman that can put up those numbers. But I think they're asking for too much, and that's basically what it is.
Maybe we'll talk more about defensemen. We will definitely touch on what will we touch on with Joe Yurdon? Do you think we'll force him into not force? That's the wrong word. Do you think we'll steer him towards Hockey Canada and the World Juniors against my better judgment?
We could. I know that you have some strong opinions on it. I have some strong opinions on it too. But we ask on Twitter if people are going to watch. What's the appetite for the World Junior Tournament? And if they're going to watch, I'm going to watch. I'm a hockey guy. I like to watch it. It's going to be harder because it's in the summertime. But am I going to tune it in this afternoon and tonight? Yes, I will.
Answer the question at Sabres Live on Twitter as it pertains to the World Juniors. Maybe we'll dive into captain talk. Stay with us. Sabres Live continues after this with Joe Yurdon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.